verses 25 and 26. And it came to pass, when Rachel had borne Joseph, that Jacob said unto Laban, Send me away, and I will go to my place and to my land. Give me my females and my children, for whom I have served thee, and I will go. For thou knowest my service wherewith I have served thee. And it came to pass, when Rachel had borne Joseph, signifies the acknowledgment of the spiritual represented by Joseph, that Jacob said unto Laban, signifies the good of natural truth to the collateral good from a divine origin, by means of which there is a conjunction of the interiors. Send me away, and I will go to my place and to my land, signifies that there was then a longing of the natural, represented by Jacob, for a state of conjunction with the divine of the rational. Give me my females, signifies that the affections of truth belong to the natural, and my children, signifies that so do the truths thence derived. For whom I have served thee, signifies from his own power. And I will go, signifies conjunction with the divine rational. For thou knowest my service wherewith I have served thee, signifies labor and study by his own power. 3971. And it came to pass, when Rachel had borne Joseph, that this signifies the acknowledgement of the spiritual represented by Joseph is evident from the signification of bearing as being to acknowledge. See number 3905, 3911, 3915, 3919. From the representation of Rachel as being the affection of interior truth. Number 3758, 3782, 3793, 3819. And from the representation of Joseph as being the spiritual kingdom, thus the spiritual man, number 3969, and consequently the spiritual. For the spiritual, being from the Lord, is that which makes the spiritual man, and also the spiritual kingdom. In what is related of Jacob's sons by the handmaids and Leah, the reception and acknowledgement of general truths has been treated of, and at last their conjunction with the interior man, and thus man's regeneration even till he is made spiritual, Joseph being the spiritual man. In what now immediately follows, the fructification and multiplication of truth and good are treated of, which are signified by the flock that Jacob procured for himself by means of the flock of Laban. For after there has been effected the conjunction of the interior man with the external, or of the spiritual man with the natural, there takes place a fructification of good and a multiplication of truth. For this conjunction is the celestial marriage in man, and these are born from it. From this also it is that fructification and multiplication are signified by Joseph in the external sense. Number 3965, 3969. Fructification is said of good, and multiplication of truth. Number 43, 55, 913, 983, 2846, 2847. 3972. That Jacob said unto Laban, that this signifies the good of natural truth to the collateral good from a divine origin, by which there is a conjunction of the interiors, is evident from the representation of Jacob as being the good of natural truth. See number 3659, 3669, 3677, 3775, 3829. And from the representation of Laban as being collateral good from a divine origin, number 3612, 3665, 3778. That the conjunction of the interiors is effected through this good has been repeatedly explained before, number 3665, 3690, and elsewhere. This good is signified by the flock of Laban, through which Jacob procured for himself his own flock, concerning which in what follows. 3973. Send me away, and I will go to my place and to my land. That this signifies that there was then a longing of the natural, represented by Jacob, for a state of conjunction with the divine of the rational, is evident from the representation of Jacob, who speaks these words, as being the good of natural truth, number 3972, from the signification of place as being state, number 2625, 2837, 3356, 3387. And from the signification of land here as being the divine of the rational, For by my land is meant his father Isaac and his mother Rebekah, as it was to them he desired to be sent and to go. That Isaac is the divine rational as to good may be seen above. Number 2083, 2630, 3012, 3194, 3210. And also that Rebekah is divine truth conjoined with the divine good of the rational. Number 3012, 3013, 3077. That a longing for conjunction is signified is evident from the affection contained in the words. 3974. Give me my females. That this signifies that the affections of truth belong to the natural, and that my children signifies that so did the truths thence derived, is evident from the signification of females or women as being the affections of truth. His woman Leah, the affection of external truth, and Rachel, the affection of interior truth, concerning which frequently above. And from the signification of children as being the derivative truths, for by sons are signified truths, number 489, 491, 533, 1147, 2623, 3373. And by the children that were born from the females, the derivative truths. It was a statute among the ancients that the females given to servants should be the masters with whom they served, and also the children born of them, as is evident in Moses. If thou buy a Hebrew servant, 6 years he shall serve, and in the seventh he shall go out free for nothing. If his master give him a woman, and she shall bear him sons or daughters, the woman and her children shall be her masters, and he shall go out with his body. Exodus 21, verses 2 and 4. As this was a statute in the ancient church also, and was thus known to Laban, he therefore claimed for himself both the females and the children of Jacob, as is plain in the following chapter. Laban said unto Jacob, The daughters are my daughters, and the sons are my sons, and the flock is my flock, and all that thou seest, it is mine. 31, verse 43. And because Jacob knew this, he said to Laban, Give me my females and my children. But that statute, as stated by Moses in the place cited, represented the right of the internal or rational man that it has acquired over the goods and truths of the external or natural man. For by a manservant was represented the truth of the natural such as it is in the beginning, before genuine truths are being insinuated. The truth acquired in the beginning is not truth, but appears as truth, and yet as before shown it serves as a means for introducing genuine truths and goods. And therefore when goods and truths have been insinuated by it, or by its service, it is dismissed, and the genuine goods and truths thus procured are retained. It was for the sake of this representation that this law concerning the servants was delivered. But as regards Jacob, he was not a bought servant, but was from a more distinguished family than Laban. He bought for himself by his own service the daughters of Laban, and thus also the children born of them, for these were his wages. Laban's thought in regard to them, therefore, was not in accordance with the truth. Moreover, by a Hebrew servant was signified truth that serves for introducing genuine goods and truths, and by his woman the affection of natural good. With Jacob it was otherwise. By him is represented the good of natural truth, and by his females the affection of truth. Neither is that represented by Laban which is represented by the master in the law cited respecting a Hebrew servant, namely the rational, but collateral good. See number 3612, 3665, 3778, which is such that it is not genuine good, but appears to be genuine, and is of service for introducing truths, number 3665, 3690, which therefore were Jacob's. These things here advanced are indeed such as to fall into the comprehension of extremely few, because very few know what the truth and good of the natural are, and that they are distinct from the truth and good of the rational. Still less is it known that goods and truths not genuine, and which yet appear to be genuine, may serve for introducing genuine goods and truths, especially in the beginning of regeneration. Nevertheless, as these are the things contained in the internal sense of these words, and in the internal sense also of those which follow respecting Laban's flock, from which Jacob procured a flock for himself. They are not to be passed over in silence. There may be some who will comprehend them. They who are in the desire of knowing such things, that is, who are in the affection of spiritual good and truth, are enlightened in regard to such matters. 3975. For whom I have served thee. That this signifies from his own power is evident from the signification of serving as being labor and study. Number 3824, 3846. And which, when predicated of the Lord, signify his own power. For from his own power the Lord procured for himself divine goods and divine truths, and made his human divine. See number 1616, 1749, 1755, 1921, 2025, 2026, 2083, 2500, 2523, 2632, 2816, 3382. 3976. And I will go. That this signifies conjunction with divine rational is evident from the signification of going, that is, to his place and to his land, number 3973, by which is signified a longing for conjunction with the divine of the rational. 3977. For thou knowest my service wherewith I have served thee. That this signifies labor and study by his own power may be seen from what has been said and adduced just above, number 3975, thus without further explication. What these things involve further is manifest from what has been said above, number 3974, and also from what follows. 3978, verses 27 to 30. And Laban said unto him, If I pray I have found grace in thine eyes, I have tested it, and Yehovah hath blessed me for thy sake. And he said, Signify to me thy reward, and I will give it. And he said unto him, Thou knowest how I have served thee, and how thy substance has been with me. For it was little that thou hadst before me, and it hath burst forth into a multitude. And Yehovah hath blessed thee at my foot. And now when shall I also be doing for mine own house? And Laban said unto him, Signifies perception from the good which is signified by Laban. If I pray I have found grace in thine eyes, signifies a strong inclination. I have tested it, and Yehovah hath blessed me for thy sake, signifies from the divine, for the sake of the good of the natural, to which it was to be of service. And he said, Signify to me thy reward, and I will give it. Signifies that it would of itself give that which was desired. And he said unto him, Thou knowest how I have served thee. Signifies that it knew its mind, animus, and its power. And how thy substance has been with me, signifies that this also was from the divine. For it was little that thou hadst before me, signifies that its good was barren before it was conjoined. And it hath burst forth into a multitude, signifies fruitfulness thereafter. And Yehovah hath blessed thee at my foot, signifies that it was from the divine which the natural had. And now when shall I also be doing for mine own house, signifies that now its own good shall be made fruitful therefrom. 3979. And Laban said unto him, That this signifies perception from the good signified by Laban is evident from the signification of saying as being perception. See number 1898, 1919, 2080, 2619, 2862, 3395, 3509. And from the representation of Laban as being collateral good from the divine, number 3612, 3665, 3778. That perception from this good is signified by the words Laban said unto him, is because by persons in the word are not signified persons, but actual things. In the supreme sense, the divine things that are in the Lord, and in the internal sense, such things in man as are being treated of, thus by two persons, two things in the same individual. 3980. If I pray, I have found grace in thine eyes. That this signifies a strong inclination is evident from the signification of finding grace in the eyes of anyone as being a strong inclination. Strong inclination is predicated of the good which is signified by Laban when it desires to be present. He who reflects or is able to reflect upon the affections of good and truth in himself and also upon their delight and pleasure will notice a strong inclination for the one in preference to the other. But without reflection, these and the like things do not appear. 3981. I have tested it, and Yahuwah hath blessed me for thy sake. That this signifies that it was from the divine, for the sake of the good of the natural, to which it was to be of service, is evident from the signification of testing that Yahuwah hath blessed, as being to know for certain that it is from the divine. That it was for the sake of the good of the natural, to which it was to be of service, is signified by for thy sake, for Jacob is the good of natural truth. Number 3659, 3669, 3677, 3775, 3829. And Laban is the collateral good which serves. As before shown, Pasim, see also number 3982, 3986. 3982. And he said, signify to me thy reward, and I will give it. That this signifies that it would of itself give that which was desired may be seen without explication. What has been said thus far is of such a nature as cannot be unfolded to the understanding in a clear manner, not only because the mind cannot be turned away in a moment from the historicals about Laban and Jacob to the spiritual things that are treated of in the internal sense, for the historical meaning always adheres and fills the idea, and yet must become null in order that what is not historical may be comprehended in a series and connection. But also because it is necessary to have a clear notion of the goods represented by both Laban and Jacob. And it must be remembered that the good represented by Laban is of such a nature as to be useful merely to introduce genuine goods and truths, and that when it has performed this useful service, it is left behind. The quality of this good has already been described. It is like what is immature and unripe fruits, by means of which the juice is introduced, and when it has served this purpose, it is afterwards absorbed, and the fruit ripens by means of other fibers, and at last by those of the genuine juice. It is known that a man learns many things in infancy and childhood for the sole use that by them as means he may learn those which are more useful, and successively by these such as are still more useful, until at last he learns those of eternal life. And when he learns these, the former are almost blotted out. In like manner, when a man is being born anew by the Lord, he is led by various affections of good and truth, which are not affections of genuine good and truth, but are of use merely to enable us to apprehend these, and then to enable us to become imbued with them. And when this has been done, the previous affections are forgotten and left behind, because they had served merely as means. The case is the same with the collateral good signified by Laban, in respect to the good of truth signified by Jacob, as well as by the flock of each, concerning which hereafter. These are the arcana contained in these words and in those which follow. But they are delivered in a historical form in order that the word may be read with delight, even by children and by simple-minded persons, to the end that when they are in holy delight from the historical sense, the angels who are with them may be in the holiness of the internal sense. For this sense is adapted to the intelligence of the angels, while the external sense is adapted to that of men. By this means there is a consociation of man with the angels, of which the man knows nothing at all, but only perceives a kind of delight from it that is attended with a holy feeling. 3983. And he said unto him, Thou knowest how I have served thee. That this signifies that it had known its mind, animus, and its power, may be seen from the series of things in the internal sense. That to know anyone's quality is to know his mind is manifest. And that knowing anyone's quality in his service, or how I have served, is to know his power, may be seen from the signification here of serving as being one's own power. See number 3975, 3977. For by Jacob is represented the Lord's divine natural as to the good of truth, which has power. From this it follows that how thy substance has been with me signifies that this also was from the divine. 3984. For it was little that thou hadst before me. That this signifies that its good was barren unless it was conjoined may also be seen from the series in the internal sense. For the quality of the good represented by Laban before it had been conjoined with the good of truth, which is Jacob, is described as having been of little use, that is, barren. But how the case is with these things will appear from what now follows. 3985. And it hath burst forth into a multitude. That this signifies fruitfulness thereafter is evident from the signification of bursting forth into a multitude as being fruitfulness, that is, after it had been conjoined. 3986. And Yahuwah hath blessed thee at my foot. That this signifies that it was from the divine which the natural had, is evident from the signification of Yahuwah blessing as being to endow with good, see number 3406. And that this is conjunction, number 3504, 3514, 3530, 3565, 3584. Thus Yahuwah blessing signifies to be endowed with divine good through conjunction, here with the good of the natural, which is represented by Jacob. It is the natural that is signified by the foot. That the foot is the natural may be seen above, number 2162, 3147, 3761. And the same will appear from the correspondence of the grand man with everything in man, as shown at the end of the chapters. From this it is evident that by Yahuwah hath blessed thee at my foot is signified from the divine which the natural had. The arcanum, which lies concealed within these words and in those which immediately precede, is known to few, if any, and is therefore to be revealed. The goods that are in men, as well as within the church as without it, are absolutely various, so various that the good of one man is never precisely like that of another. The varieties come forth from the truths with which the goods are conjoined, for all good has its quality from truths, and truths have their essential from goods. Varieties come forth also from the affections of everyone's love, which are enrooted in and appropriated to a man by his life. Even in the man who is within the church, there are few genuine truths, and still fewer in the man who is without the church, so that the affections of genuine truth are rare among men. Nevertheless, they who are in the good of life, that is, who live in love to the Lord and in charity toward the neighbor, are saved. That these can be saved is because the divine of the Lord is in the good of love to God and in the good of charity toward the neighbor. And where the divine is within, there all things are disposed into order, so that they can be conjoined with the genuine goods and genuine truths that are in the heavens. That this is the case may be seen from the societies that constitute heaven, which are innumerable, and all of which in both general and particular are various in respect to good and truth, and yet all taken together form one heaven, being circumstanced as are the members and organs of the human body, which, although everywhere various, nevertheless constitute one man. For a one that is formed of many is never constituted of units of exactly the same pattern, but of varying things harmoniously conjoined. Every one is composed of various things harmoniously conjoined, and the case is the same with the goods and truths in the spiritual world, which although various so that they are never precisely the same with one as with another, nevertheless make a one from the divine through love and charity. For love and charity are spiritual conjunction, and their variety is celestial harmony, which makes such concord that they are a one in the divine, that is, in the Lord. Moreover, the good of love to God and the good of charity toward the neighbor, however various may be the truths and the affections of truth, are nevertheless receptive of genuine truth and good, for they are, so to speak, not hard and resisting, but are, as it were, soft and yielding, suffering themselves to be led by the Lord, and thus to be bent to good, and through good to Him. Very different is the case with those who are in the love of self and of the world. These do not suffer themselves to be led and bent by the Lord and to the Lord, but resist stiffly, for they desire to lead themselves. And this is still more the case when they are in principles of falsity that have been confirmed. So long as they are of this character, they do not admit the divine. From all this it is now evident what is signified in the internal sense by the words which Jacob spoke to Laban. For by Laban is signified such good as is not genuine, because genuine truths have not been implanted in it. But yet it is of such a nature that these can be conjoined with it, and that the divine can be in it. Such good is wont to exist in young children before they have received genuine truths, and also in the simple within the church, who know few truths of faith and yet live in charity. And such good also exists among the upright Gentiles, who are in holy worship of their gods. By means of such good, genuine truths and goods can be introduced, as may be seen from what has been said about little children and the simple within the church, number 3690, and about the upright Gentiles outside the church, number 2598-2603. 3987. And now when shall I also be doing for mine own house? That this signifies that now its own good shall be made fruitful therefrom, is evident from the signification of a house as being good. See number 22, 33, 22, 34, 31, 28, 36, 52. And here of my house as being the good signified by Jacob. That to do for this house signifies that the good therefrom is to be made fruitful, is manifest from the subject being the fructification of good and the multiplication of truth. For by Joseph the last born, this fructification is signified. Number 3965, 3969, 3971. And by the flock that Jacob procured for himself by means of Laban's flock, as now follows, this signification is described. That good is not fructified nor truth multiplied until the conjunction of the external man with the internal has been effected, may be seen from the fact that it is of the interior man to will good to another, and thereby to think good, but of the external man to do good, and thereby to teach good. Unless doing good is conjoined with willing good, and teaching good with thinking good, there is no good in the man. For the evil can will evil and do good, and also think evil and teach good, as everybody can know. Hypocrites and profane persons are in this study and art more than others, so much so indeed that they can palm themselves off as angels of light, when yet they are devils within. From all which it is evident that good can be made fruitful with no one, unless doing good is conjoined with willing good, and teaching good with thinking good. That is, unless the external man is conjoined with the internal. 3988, verses 31 to 33. And he said, What shall I give thee? And Jacob said, Thou shalt not give me anything, if thou wilt do this word for me. I will return, and feed and keep thy flock. I will pass through all thy flock this day, removing from thence every small cattle that is speckled and spotted, and every black one among the lambs, and the spotted and speckled among the goats, and these shall be my reward. And my righteousness shall answer for me on the morrow, because thou comest upon my reward before thee. Every one that is not speckled and spotted among the goats, and black among the lambs, stolen is this by me. And he said, What shall I give thee? Signifies cognition. And Jacob said, Signifies reply. Thou shalt not give me anything, if thou wilt do this word for me. Signifies that it should be brought on the part of the good, which is from truth. I will return and feed and keep thy flock. Signifies that the good signified by Laban is to be applied to use. I will pass through all thy flock this day. Signifies that he perceives the quality of all the good. Removing from thence every small cattle that is speckled and spotted, signifies that all the good that is his will be separated wherewith there is mingled evil, signified by the speckled, and falsity signified by the spotted. And every black one among the lambs signifies opprobrium that is innocent, which belongs to the good signified by Laban. And the spotted and speckled among the goats signifies that then all the good of truth in which falsity and evil are mingled shall be his. And this shall be my reward, signifies that it was from himself. and my righteousness shall answer for me, signifies the divine holiness which he had. On the morrow signifies to eternity. Because thou comest upon my reward before thee, signifies what is his proprium. Everyone that is not speckled and spotted among the goats, signifies what is not from the good signified by Laban, mingled with evil and falsity in the goods of truth. And black among the lambs, signifies the first state of innocence. Stolen is this by me, signifies that it was not his. 3989. And he said, What shall I give thee? That this signifies cognition may be seen from its being an entreaty and inquiry in order to know what and how much he wished to have for his hire or reward. And Jacob said, That this signifies reply is evident without explication. 3990. Thou shalt not give me anything if thou wilt do this word for me. That this signifies that it should be brought on the part of the good which is from truth, is evident from the signification of not giving anything as being not to be brought by the good represented by Laban, but by the good represented by Jacob, which is the good of truth. Number 3669, 3677, 3829. But that which was to be brought is described in what follows. 3991. I will return and feed and keep thy flock. That this signifies that the good represented by Laban is to be applied to use, namely to introduce genuine goods and truths, as shown above, is evident from the signification of a flock, here that of Laban, as being the good represented by him. To return and feed and keep his flock is to apply this good to use, as is evident also from what follows. For by that flock Jacob acquired his own, because it served him as a means, and thus for use. 3992. I will pass through all thy flock this day. That this signifies that he perceives the quality of all the good, it is evident from the signification of a flock as being good, see number 343, 3518, and from the signification of passing through it all as being to know and perceive its quality. 3993. Removing from thence every small cattle that is speckled and spotted. That this signifies that all the good and truth that is his will be separated wherewith there is mingled evil, signified by the speckled, and falsity, signified by the spotted, it is evident from the signification of removing as being to separate, and from the signification of a flock, here one of goats and lambs, as being goods and truths. See number 1824, 3519. That there are arcana in these and the following verses of this chapter may be seen from many of the things being such as would not be worthy of mention in the divine word, unless there were within them things more arcane than appear in the letter. As that Jacob asked for his reward or hire, the speckled and spotted among the goats, and the black among the lambs. That he then placed in the gutters rods of hazel and plane tree with the bark peeled off to the white before the flocks of Laban when they grew warm. And that as regards the lambs, he set the face of the flock toward the variegated and the black in Laban's flock. And that he thus became rich, not by a good, but by an evil art. In these things there does not appear anything divine, whereas all the things of the word, both in general and in particular, down to the smallest jot, are divine. Moreover, to know all this is not of the slightest avail for salvation. And yet the word, being divine, contains within it nothing that is not conducive to salvation and eternal life. From all this and the like things elsewhere, everyone may conclude that some arcanum is contained within, and that each one of the particulars, notwithstanding its being of such a character in the letter, yields things more divine within. But what they yield within cannot possibly appear to anyone except from the internal sense. That is, unless he knows how these things are perceived by the angels, who are in the spiritual sense, while man is in the historic, natural sense. And how remote these two senses appear from each other, although most closely conjoined, may be clearly seen from the particulars already explained and from all the rest. The arcanum itself contained in this and the following verses of this chapter can indeed be known in some degree from what has been already said concerning Laban and Jacob, namely that Laban is such good as can serve to introduce genuine goods and truths, and that Jacob is the good of truth. But as few persons know what the natural is that corresponds to spiritual good, and still fewer what spiritual good is, and that there must be a correspondence between them, and as still fewer know that a kind of good which only appears to be good is the means of introducing genuine goods and truths, the arcana that treat of these things cannot be easily explained to the apprehension, for they fall into the shade of the understanding, and it is as if one were speaking in a foreign language, so that however clearly the matter may be set forth, the hearer does not understand. Nevertheless, it is to be set forth, because that which the word stores up in its internal sense is now to be opened. In the supreme sense, the subject here treated of is the Lord, how he made his natural divine, and in the representative sense, the natural in man, how the Lord regenerates it, and reduces it to correspondence with the man that is within, that is, with him who will live after the death of the body, and is then called the spirit of the man, which, when released from the body, takes with it all that belongs to the outward man, except the bones and the flesh. Unless the correspondence of the internal man with the external has been effected in time or in the life of the body, it is not effected afterwards. The conjunction of the two by the Lord by means of regeneration is here treated of in the internal sense. The general truths that man must receive and acknowledge before he can be regenerated have been treated of heretofore, being signified by the 10 sons of Jacob and Leah and the handmaids. And, after the man has received and acknowledged these truths, the conjunction of the external man with the interior, or of the natural with the spiritual, signified by Joseph, is treated of. And now, in accordance with the order, the subject treated of is the fructification of good and the multiplication of truth, which come forth for the first time when this conjunction has been effected, and precisely so far as it is effected. This is what is signified by the flock that Jacob acquired by means of the flock of Laban. By flock here is signified good and truth, as elsewhere frequently in the word, and by the flock of Laban the good represented by Laban, the nature of which has been already stated. The flock of Jacob signifies the genuine good and truth procured by means of the good represented by Laban, and there is here described the manner in which these genuine goods and truths are acquired. But this cannot by any means be comprehended unless it is known what is signified in the internal sense by speckled, by spotted, by black, and by white, which therefore must now be explained in the first instance. That which is speckled and spotted is that which is composed of black and white, and in general black signifies evil, and specifically what is man's proprium, because this is nothing but evil. But dark signifies falsity, and specifically the principles of falsity. White, in the internal sense, signifies truth, properly the Lord's justice and merit, and derivatively the Lord's justice and merit in man. This white is called bright white, because it shines from the light that is from the Lord. But in the opposite sense, white signifies proprial justice or proprial merit. For truth without good is attended with such self-merit, because when anyone does good, not from the good of truth, he always desires to be recompensed, because he does it for the sake of himself. Whereas when anyone does truth from good, this good is then enlightened by the light that is from the Lord. This shows what is signified by spotted, namely the truth with which falsity is mingled, and what by speckled, namely the good with which evil is mingled. Actual colors are seen in the other life, so beautiful and resplendent that they cannot be described. See number 1053, 1624. And they are from the variegation of light and shade in white and black. But although the light there appears as light before the eyes, it is not like the light in this world. The light in heaven has within it intelligence and wisdom, for divine intelligence and wisdom from the Lord are there presented as light, and also illumine the universal heaven. Number 27, 76, 31, 38, 31, 67, 31, 90, 31, 95, 32, 22, 32, 23, 32, 25, 33, 39 to 33, 41, 34, 85, 36, 36, 36, 43, 38, 62. And in like manner, although the shade in the other life appears as shade, it is yet not like the shade in this world. For the shade there is absence of the light, and accordingly is lack of intelligence and wisdom. As therefore the white and black there come forth from a light that has intelligence and wisdom within it, and from a shade that is lack of intelligence and wisdom, it is evident that by white and black are signified such things as have been stated above. Consequently, as colors are modifications of light and shade in whites and blacks, as in planes, it is the variegations thus produced that are called colors. Number 1042, 1043, 1053. From all this we can now see that that which is speckled, that is, that which is marked and dotted all over with black and white points, signifies the good with which evil is mingled, and also that that which is spotted signifies the truth with which falsity is mingled. These are the things that were taken from the good of Laban in order to serve for introducing genuine goods and truths. But how these can serve this purpose is an arcanum which can indeed be presented clearly before those who are in the light of heaven, because, as before said, within this light there is intelligence. But it cannot be clearly presented before those who are in the light of the world, unless their light of the world has been enlightened by the light of heaven, as is the case with those who have been regenerated. For every regenerate person sees goods and truths in his natural light from the light of heaven, because the light of heaven produces his intellectual sight, and the light of the world his natural sight. A few words shall be added to further explain how the case herein is. In man there is no pure good, that is, good with which evil is not mingled, nor pure truth, with which falsity is not mingled. For man's will is nothing but evil, from which there continually flows falsity into his understanding, because, as is well known, man receives by inheritance the evil successively accumulated by his progenitors, and from this he produces evil in an actual form, and makes it his own, and adds thereto more evil of himself. But the evils with man are of various kinds. There are evils with which goods cannot be mingled, and there are evils with which they can be mingled, and it is the same with the falsities. Unless this were so, no man could possibly be regenerated. The evils and falsities with which goods and truths cannot be mingled are such as are contrary to love to God and love toward the neighbor, namely hatreds, revenges, cruelties, and a consequent contempt for others in comparison with oneself, and also the consequent persuasions of falsity. But the evils and falsities with which goods and truths can be mingled are those which are not contrary to love to God and love toward the neighbor. For example, if anyone loves himself more than others, and from this love studies to excel others in moral and civic life, in scientifics and doctrinal things, and to be exalted to dignities and wealth in preeminence to others, and yet acknowledges and adores God, performs kind offices to his neighbor from the heart, and does what is just and fair from conscience, the evil of this love of self is one with which good and truth can be mingled. For it is an evil that is man's proprium, and that is born hereditarily, and to take it away from him suddenly would be to extinguish the fire of his first life. But the man who loves himself above others, and from this love despises others in comparison with himself, and hates those who do not honor and as it were adore him, and therefore feels the consequent delight of hatred and revenge and cruelty, the evil of such a love as this is one with which good and truth cannot be mingled, for they are contraries. To take another example, if anyone believes himself to be pure from sins and thus washed clean, as one who is washed from filth by much water, when such a man has once performed repentance and has done the imposed penance, or after confession has heard such a declaration from his confessor, or after he has partaken of the Holy Supper, if he then lives a new life in the affection of good and truth, this falsity is one with which good can be mingled. But if he lives a carnal and worldly life as before, the falsity is then one with which good cannot be mingled. Again, the man who believes that a man is saved by believing well and not by willing well, and yet wills well and in consequence does well, this falsity is one to which good and truth can be adjoined. but not so if he does not will well and therefore do well. In like manner, if anyone is ignorant that man rises again after death, and consequently does not believe in the resurrection, or if he is aware of it but still doubts and almost denies it, and yet lives in truth and good, with this falsity also good and truth can be mingled. But if he lives in falsity and evil, truth and good cannot be mingled with this falsity, because they are contraries. And the falsity destroys the truth, and the evil destroys the good. Again, the simulation and cunning that have what is good as their end, whether it is that of the neighbor, or that of our country, or of the church, are prudence. And the evils that are mixed up with them can be mingled with good, from and for the sake of the end. But the simulation and cunning that have evil as their end are not prudence, but are craft and deceit, with which good can by no means be conjoined. For deceit, which is an end of evil, induces what is infernal upon all things in man, both in general and in particular, places evil in the middle, and rejects good to the circumference, which order is infernal order itself. And it is the same in numberless other cases. That there are evils and falsities to which goods and truths can be adjoined may be seen from the mere fact that there are so many diverse dogmas and doctrines, many of which are altogether heretical, and yet in each there are those who are saved. And also that the Lord's church exists even among the Gentiles who are out of the church, and although they are in falsities, nevertheless those are saved who live a life of charity. Number 2589-2604, which could by no means be the case unless there were evils with which goods and falsities with which truths can be mingled. For the evils with which goods and the falsities with which truths can be mingled are wonderfully disposed into order by the Lord, for they are not conjoined together, still less united into a one, but are adjoined and applied to one another. And this in such manner that the goods together with the truths are in the middle, and as it were in the center, and by degrees toward the circumferences or circuits are such evils and falsities. Thus the latter are lighted up by the former, and are variegated like things white and black by light from the middle or center. This is celestial order. These are the things that are signified in the internal sense by the speckled and the spotted. 3994. And every black one among the lambs. That this signifies a proprium that is innocent, that belongs to the good signified by Laban, is evident from the signification of black as being what is man's proprium, concerning which just above number 3993. And from the signification of a lamb as being innocence, concerning which below. As regards a proprium that is innocent, signified by the black among the lambs, the case is this. In all good there must be innocence in order that it may be good. Charity without innocence is not charity, and still less is love to the Lord possible without innocence. For this reason, innocence is the very essential of love and charity, consequently of good. A proprium that is innocent is to know, acknowledge, and believe, not with the mouth but with the heart, that nothing but evil is from oneself, and that all good is from the Lord, and therefore that what is man's proprium is nothing but blackness, that is to say, not only the proprium of his will, which is evil, but also the proprium of his understanding, which is falsity. When man is in this confession and belief from the heart, the Lord flows in with good and truth, and insinuates into him a celestial proprium, which is white and lustrous. No one can ever be in true humility unless he is in this acknowledgement and belief from the heart, for he is then in annihilation of self, nay, in the loathing of self, and thus in absence from self. And in this manner he is then in a state capable of receiving the divine of the Lord. It is by this means that the Lord flows in with good into a humble and a contrite heart. Such is the proprium that is innocent, which is here signified by the black among the lambs that Jacob chose for himself. But the white among the lambs is the self-merit that is placed in goods. That white is merit has been shown above, number 3993. This Jacob did not choose because it is contrary to innocence, for he who places self-merit in goods acknowledges and believes that all good is from himself, because in the goods he does he has regard to himself and not to the Lord, and accordingly demands recompense on account of his merit. Such a one therefore despises others in comparison with himself, and even condemns them, and consequently in the same proportion recedes from the celestial order, that is, from good and truth. From all this it is now evident that charity toward the neighbor and love to the Lord are impossible unless there is innocence within them, consequently that no one can come into heaven unless there is something of innocence in him. According to the Lord's words, "Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein." Mark 10, verse 15, Luke 18, verse 17. By a little child, here and elsewhere in the word, is signified innocence. See what has been said before on this subject, namely that infancy is not innocence, but that innocence dwells in wisdom. Number 2305, 3494. What the innocence of infancy is, and what the innocence of wisdom. Number 2306, 3183. Also, what man's proprium is when vivified by the Lord with innocence and charity. Number 154. That innocence causes good to be good. Number 25, 26, 27, 80. That lambs signify innocence may be seen from many passages in the Word, of which the following may be adduced in confirmation. In Isaiah, "The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them." 11, verse 6. Where the subject treated of is the Lord's kingdom, and the state of peace and innocence therein. The wolf denotes those who are against innocence, and the lamb those who are in innocence. Again in the same prophet, "The wolf and the lamb shall feed together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox, and dust shall be the serpent's bread. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all the mountain of my holiness." 65, verse 25. Where the wolf, as above, denotes those who are against innocence, and the lamb, those who are in innocence. As the wolf and the lamb are opposites, the Lord also said to the 70 whom he sent forth, "Behold, I send you forth as lambs in the midst of wolves." Luke 10, verse 3. In Moses, "He maketh him to suck honey out of the rock, and oil out of the flinty rock, butter of the herd and milk of the flock, with the fat of lambs and of rams, the sons of Bashan." Deuteronomy 32, verses 13 and 14. Here in the internal sense, the celestial things of the ancient church are treated of, and the fat of lambs denotes the charity of innocence. In the original language, lambs are expressed by various names, by which are signified the different degrees of innocence. For as before said, in all good there must be innocence to make it good. Consequently, there must be the same in truth. Lambs are here expressed by the same word that is used for sheep, as in Leviticus 1, verse 10, 3, verse 7, 5, verse 6, 17, verse 3, 22, verse 19, Numbers 18, verse 17. And it is the innocence of the faith of charity that is signified. Elsewhere they are expressed by other words, as in Isaiah, "Send ye the lamb of the ruler of the land from the rock toward the desert, unto the mount of the daughter of Zion." 16, verse 1. By still another word in the same prophet, "The Lord Jehovah cometh in strength, and his arm shall rule for him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs in his arm, and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that give suck." 40, verses 10 and 11. We are to gather the lambs in his arm and carry them in his bosom, denotes those who are in charity, in which there is innocence. In John, when Jesus showed himself to the disciples, he said to Peter, "Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these?" He saith unto him, "Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee." He saith unto him, "Feed my lambs." He saith to him a second time, "Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me?" He saith unto him, "Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee." He saith unto him, "Feed my sheep." 21 verses 15 and 16. By Peter here and elsewhere is signified faith. See the preface of Genesis 18 and the preface to chapter 22 and number 37:50. And as faith is not faith unless it is from charity toward the neighbor, and thus from love to the Lord, and as charity and love are not charity and love unless they are from innocence, for this reason the Lord first asks Peter whether he loves him, that is, whether there is love in the faith, and then says, "Feed my lambs," that is, those who are in innocence. And then after the same question he says, "Feed my sheep," that is, those who are in charity. As the Lord is the innocence itself which is in his kingdom, the all of innocence being from him, he is called the Lamb, as in John. The next day John the Baptist seeth Jesus coming unto him, and saith, "Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world." 1 verses 29 and 36. And in the Revelation, "These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them. For he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen." 17 verse 14 and elsewhere in the Revelation, as 5 verse 6, 6 verses 1 and 16, 7 verses 9, 14 and 17, 12 verse 11, 13 verse 8, 14 verses 1 and 4, 19 verses 7 and 9, 21 verses 22, 23, 26 and 27, 22 verses 1 and 3. That in the supreme sense the Paschal Lamb is the Lord is well known, for the Passover signified the Lord's glorification, that is, the putting on of the divine in respect to the human, and in the representative sense it signifies man's regeneration, and the Paschal Lamb signifies that which is essential of regeneration, namely, innocence. For no one can be regenerated except by means of the charity in which there is innocence. As innocence is the primary thing in the Lord's kingdom, and is the celestial itself there, and as the sacrifices and burnt offerings represented the spiritual and celestial things of the Lord's kingdom, therefore the very essential of the Lord's kingdom, which is innocence, was represented by lambs. For this reason a perpetual or daily burnt offering was made of lambs, one in the morning and another in the evening. Exodus 29, verses 37 to 39, Numbers 28, verses 3 and 4, and a double one on the Sabbath days, Numbers 28, verses 9 and 10, and of still more lambs on stated festivals, Leviticus 23, verse 12, Numbers 28, verses 11, 17, 19, and 27, Numbers 29. The reason why a woman in childbed, after the days of her cleansing were accomplished, was to offer a lamb for a burnt offering, and the young of a pigeon or a turtle dove, Leviticus 12, verse 6, was that the effect of conjugal love might be signified. For that conjugal love is innocence may be seen above, number 27:36, and also because innocence is signified by infants.